This is a Baby Brunch podcast. What are some of the essentials when it comes to packing for your family when you need to take a short trip, a long trip, a big trip, or even a car trip or an airplane trip?
I was going to say happy pills for me first. Can I say that? Rescue remedy.
This podcast is supported by Epimax Baby and Junior. The range of Epimax Baby and Junior Gentle All-Purpose Emollient Moisturizers is an all-day, everyday favorite for babies and children. Give your child a good start to every day by nourishing and protecting their skin with Epimax. Hi, guys. Welcome to Baby Brunch. We're busy setting up, so my team is going to start rolling. Yeah, you can start rolling. It's so interesting. So I'm obviously at work, but a lot of the time when we interview our experts and even ordinary moms like you and me, they're from home. So we're chatting to Shireen Gibson today, and she literally got up because she's got one of her babies screaming. So I didn't tell her this. I'm actually rolling already. Because I want to know how she works from home with four children. So follow her, This Mama Loves. So This Mama Loves on Instagram. She's extremely cute on Insta. And then I want to ask her about a journey of having four babies. So it's really wonderful that she's letting us into her room. There we go. I started rolling.
Oh,
I just told everyone you ran off to go and soothe your baby.
Shame. Yeah, it would happen on the day that, like, I've got, you know, something important on the go, and they were all settled in literally as I, like, log into Zoom, the chaos unfolds and there is someone watching them, but
no, they don't care. They want you. Okay, so who was unsettled just now? Who did you go to?
That was Jack, one of the twins.
How old are they?
So they are three.
Okay, and how is he doing now?
No, he's fine now. He's settled. He wanted his dummy. We're trying to get off the dummy. So he's soothed with the dummy. And I'm like, okay, it's fine.
And how old are the others?
So the other two are both 11, which is also funny. They're not twins. The one is my oldest son from my previous marriage.
Right.
And the other one is my stepdaughter from partner's previous marriage. And yeah, so I mean, when we met, and then we used to sort of like joke that the two of them were twins because they're only 3 months apart. And then we had our own twins.
So you have your own twins, and then you really have your own twins.
Yeah.
Never make excuses for that pacifier or that dummy, because it's your journey. You know what? I remember my eldest also being on it way too long. And we saw the oral hygienist, and they were like, you need to get off this thing. And we took our time with it. And she's got beautiful teeth today. Beautiful teeth. And it just shows us the pressure we put ourselves under, right? Like we're so like, oh, don't worry. He's three and I'm breastfeeding, but I'm trying to get him off the boob. And we're like, relax. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, I think that is the one thing about being mom, like the second, like with subsequent children, like the second time around, is just that you're so much more relaxed. Cause I know with my oldest son as well, I was like very hectic about the milestones and like, oh, like I'm not going to give him a dummy because then he's not going to get off it. And like, I don't want a toddler walking around with a dummy. And now I'm like, whatever. Especially, I think because there are two of them, I think from the get go, I was just like, you know what? It's hard enough as it is, I think, with twins. So I'm not going to put in like extra pressure on myself.
Definitely not. First of all, I love being in your bedroom. I think it's stunning.
We've
just moved, so my bedroom looks terrible. It has boxes all around it, and every time I open a box, there's a spider. So I live amongst spiders, boxes, children, dust. And you know what? I had a good morning. I had some time off with the girls. I meditated. We baked a cake yesterday, so we all had a sprinkle or two, or maybe half a slice for breakfast. So sometimes we just need to settle into the chaos. Ugh, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about This Mama Loves. So you have to complete the sentence. Are you ready?
Ooh, okay.
Let's okay, do cool. It. And you can ask it back to me. This Mama Loves.
Beauty.
This Mama Loves.
My children.
This Mama Loves.
My partner, my man.
This mama loves
chocolates.
Do you?
I love
When
chocolate.
do you eat it though?
At night,
I
like
also
in
do. I knew
bed,
you'd say that. I eat my
really,
chocolate at night. So my kids in
like
the morning, they see
yeah.
the wrappers and then they're like, "You ate chocolate again."
Yeah, we hide the Chuckles packets. Like we love Chuckles, like the big bag.
I don't love Chuckles. It must be very expensive plain chocolate.
Well, Chuckles are also, I mean, the price has gone up on those things. I'm like, you're
Yeah, goodness knows,
now
you
a smaller bag.
know.
And you, what do you love? What does this mama love?
I love quiet. And when it's not quiet, it has to be chaos with meaning. Like I like coming out of chaos and go, oh wow, we just learned together. Or on Saturday, I learned through the chaos when my daughter's showing me a new side of her. And I thought to myself, this is interesting. And I actually said it on air this morning. I've literally started trying to take my own advice. And I took a growing girl into the garden and I did with her like I did with her when she was small baby. I said to her, look, when you were small baby, mama used to take you around and we would touch the plants. And I said to her, just touch the plants. And we walked around the garden and we were touching all the plants. And I said to her, they feel nice, right? And then we got onto the trampoline and I did with her like she was small baby. I gave her a spoon of porridge and then we were lying looking at the sky. And in that moment, chaos served me. So I don't mind chaos. I love chaos only when I can come out looking at the skyline on a trampoline. And this mama also loves her partner. And my husband's actually really sweet. This morning, I say actually because when you're married for 11 years as a stepmom, sometimes you go, he's not that sweet. But I love him. I don't want him to go anywhere. But I want him today to fix the garage door. And then all the other times you're like, but I really like my partner. I don't want anyone else. But they can still irritate you. It's okay if they irritate you. But this morning I forgot my lunch at home. Now, God knows most of us are in the position that we can just head to a vending machine or I can maybe order something online from one of these delivery platforms. But this morning, I actually wanted my lunch because I packed it and I have little blocks of goat cheese in it and my shea butter bread. And I was so disrupted that I left my lunch bag. And he said, you know what? I'm going to bring it for you. And then he brought me my lunch bags to work. And in it, he put two hand-picked roses with a lot of thorns from the garden. And he found two of the children's marshmallow eggs and he put that in there as well. And that made my day today. Because you know what? Our days aren't perfect, hey, but we're going to need to look for the little miracles, and God knows.
Really is those small little things that mean the most, I
Oh,
think. The little
Shireen,
things.
we're going to need it. Believe you me. Listen, this was a podcast on its own. See you next week.
The chaos of being mom
The
and being
chaos of
stepmom.
being the chaos of being stepmom and being mom. And then people say to me, don't use the word stepmom, you're a bonus mom. And then I go, no, you can be a bonus mom, but I'm a stepmom and my kids are fine with that. You have to check out thismamaloves.com. She is an amazing woman. And as you heard it, you know what? There is no judgment here. Years ago, if we all had to tell our own story, people would have judged us hard because you're either married to a separated, divorced, or you are in transition of, or you are raising a, or you are the mother of, or you are trying your best at. And you know what? On this platform, we cannot judge. We will not. We will support and love and care. And today, our care comes in the form of this mama loves, and you have to follow her on social media. I follow you on social media, and I was like, if there was anyone that is going to tell us how to travel with children, it is this mama. But first of all, tell me about your journey with your babies. I know that the two are 11, but they're not twins. The other two are twins, they are three. The one is shouting for you as we speak, but he's settled now. So tell me a bit about you.
Yeah, so I think my journey, like you said, like it is twisted and turned. And if I told myself 10 years ago that I would be where I am now, like I wouldn't believe you. And I think the Shireen from like a decade ago would be probably quite sad to find out the way that my life, because it's not the way I had seen it, you know, like I've been through a divorce, and my son has had to like go through like his parents splitting up, and and I guess like sort of coming from a broken home, like everybody calls it, like would refer to it as that, but I don't see it that way. And I think 10 years ago, I probably would have still seen it through that lens. And that's why I say I probably would have been quite sad. But, it's like with hindsight, I'm so grateful for the journey that I have lived and all the things that I've been through, because it does make me appreciate those little things that we were saying, we were talking about, like so much more. So now, when my partner, like every single morning without fail, will bring me coffee in bed. And like that is something that before maybe I wouldn't have noticed that it was such a big thing. But, I think having gone through a divorce, I've learned that relationships and like our partners, like I've learned to really cherish him and to really cherish the little things that he does. And I'm trying to think like how this relates back to like my journey to becoming a twin mom. But that actually also was another thing that like took me by surprise. I knew that I wanted more kids. I have twin brothers, younger twin brothers. I never in a million years thought that I would have my own twins. Like
Shireen,
it
you
didn't
should have
even.
known. If you have two brothers, okay, that are
I just figured.
are you trying to tell me you didn't know your twins might be twins? You were wanting one baby.
I thought it was going to be one baby, honestly. Like that didn't even cross my mind when we were there at that scan. And they said, like, and she was like, oh, the gynae went first of all. Oh, I knew it. I knew it. It's twins. And I was like, how did you know it? And she's like, no, like I've done this for so long. Like I could just see. I could just tell. I had a feeling. And I was
What
like,
was your
Jesus.
reaction though?
Like, I'm not gonna lie, the first word that came out of my mouth was the F-bomb. And I was shock. It was complete and utter shock. I did not expect it. People have said to me since, like, but you've got twins in the family. How did you not think? But I thought, what are the chances? But I am so grateful for those two boys. And they are such a delight. They are absolute chaos. They are wild. I have never experienced toddlers at this level. Like, I constantly find myself saying, I don't remember my oldest son being like this. Like,
None
I
of us
don't.
do. That's why we do it again, you see. So none of us actually remember. That's why I love the content that you make. I mean, your Instagram feed is beautiful. How do you know what to post about? I always ask people this because have you looked at my Instagram feed? There's nothing like pretty about it, or like I don't have words popping up, and or like I'm not so organized, you know? It's like I'll remember that I need to post something to motivate someone because that's my gift. I love giving. And so even this morning, my post was a way of giving to someone, you know? And I'll sort of do it in my living room, and then afterwards I'll look and go, you didn't even have mascara on, you know?
No,
What do
but
you, yeah, tell me more.
I was gonna say, I think I've looked at your Instagram account and I think it's beautiful and I think it's real and I think that's what people want, because I also don't think mine is so pretty. There are lots of times when I've posted content when like I'm not wearing makeup, I'm just, faffing about. A house is not like this space, which is my only space in the house that is truly mine, is like beautiful, but the rest of the house is just it's a mess and it's falling apart and it's lived in and it's real.
I like
And there was
that. A house must be lived in. Yeah, live in your
basically,
house. Yeah, I like that.
you want your children to feel comfortable and you want your family to feel comfortable in your home. And, not to feel like, oh, we can't touch that because, mom's gonna get angry or, so it's really my kids know, like, I mean, they're welcome in our room. They don't really care if they're welcome or not, to be honest. I was gonna say, no, actually they're not welcome in our room, but they just barge in. But they do know that there are rules here. So it's like, don't open mom's drawers, like don't touch the books, like, the toddlers will still try. But the rest of the house is just free for all. It's lived in, it's messy. There are piles of laundry that I still need to pack away on the dining room. And I like to share that on my Instagram feed as well. Like I feel like that's important. And I've noticed that the women that follow me and that engage with my content like that. I
Yeah.
think we all want to see that. And it might look like it's organized and planned out and strategic, and it's really not. I often post on the fly, or something will pop into my brain at that moment. Like I'll be struggling with a toddler having a tantrum, and then I'll, after the fact, sort of like calm myself down and do a little bit of breathing exercises, or I'll like journal, and then I'll come across like a little, like there'll be like a little nugget of wisdom that will come to me. And then I'll think, I'm going to share this because I find it valuable. I want to remember it. But also, if I find it, if I really needed that reminder, I'm sure there's somebody else out there that will need it too.
Give me an idea. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay. What do you want to say to any other 38-year-old mom who is juggling their juggle? I mean, in my diary, Monday, oh boy, it is busy. And you know what? There's nothing glamorous about my busy. I think the coolest part about my day is that I get to be on radio. But the rest is quite a juggle, from packing netball clothes and making sure that there's dinner tonight, and we've got a birthday in the house, and it's really busy. And we've done a podcast before about raising our parents. On the other side, not really raising them. I'm just curious and taking care of them, and I love being around them. But it means that I've got another person to call and to check up on and to be worried about. What do you want to say? What is it? What's the message to any other person who is watching and listening to this? That you just want to make sh give them the message that they're not alone. What do you want to say to them?
I think it's important to learn to ask for help. That is something that I really, really struggle with. We all talk about, like, the village and surround yourself with your village. And, if you don't have that village, within arm's reach, reach out and find those people. But it's quite a different thing admitting your vulnerability and asking for help. That is something that I struggle with. There are people that I can ask, but I don't like to ask. And even my partner, like I would rather just, I don't want to add to his load, but at what cost, then it's just more piled onto my own personal mental load. So I think that's a valuable lesson that I'm working through. And I think it's something really important for other women in a similar life stage, like just put your pride aside and ask for help, ask for what you need. And if it means seeing a professional for it, going to therapy if that's what you need, if it's just giving your best friend a quick call, or phoning your mom or an aunt or somebody and saying, look, like I'm struggling, can you please come look after the kids for an hour, like that. Yeah. And I think also on that note, also looking out for our friends, because I think we are all so busy and inundated that we sort of tend to not notice. So even if somebody is quietly asking for help in small ways, we might miss that. So I think it's just important to sort of look out for each other and ask for help.
Today's podcast and video is about traveling with toddlers. So immediately I see those Instagram hack videos or the ones on TikTok where they take a shoe bag and they fold their baby's bib and the nappy and one outfit into the shoe bag. And then hopefully you've got 20 outfits because there's 20 shoe folders. Listen, my kids will not wear what I tell them to wear. So it is extremely difficult to pack for a holiday. What are some of the essentials when it comes to packing for your family when you need to take a short trip, a long trip, a big trip, or even a car trip or an airplane trip?
I was going to say happy pills for me first. Can I say that?
Yeah, that
Rescue
it works, eh? I did a podcast with him and it
remedy.
works. It actually does. Hey
It's
guys.
never without mine. I think first and foremost, snacks. Like I think any mom will tell you snacks. You just need snacks because there's nothing worse than a hungry, tired child. So at least if you can sort out the one thing, and also pack some snacks for yourself, because that also, there's nothing worse than a hangry mom and a hangry toddler. So I just always make sure that I've got like the essential nappies, wipes for everything, and snacks. Those are my essentials, whether it's a long trip, short trip, plane trip, car trip, it doesn't matter. Trip to the mall, like those are musts. And then I always try to sort of pack little activities, and I try to do it on the cheap. You do see those things on like Pinterest, like you're talking about. You have all these clever little hacks, and then I don't know if you've seen the ones where you like have like a little suitcase and you open it up, and then you like Velcro a Lego board to it, and then on the other side you've got this little like Ziploc baggie, and it's got all the Legos in, and then your child like plays with it. Like I haven't tried it. I'm not going to try it because I just see that Lego spilling all over the floor. And then this one wants the blue one that's on the floor. And I need to like crawl over. And so I'm like, no,
And they
that's not
loosen their
going
seat belts. Yeah. And then
to.
it's, yeah.
It's
So
great in theory.
it is great on Instagram and all these platforms. Okay, so we know now that we need to eat. I just want to add to that. Snacks is wonderful, and even on a plane trip, we travel between Cape Town and Joburg. So I mean, we're often in a car, and even on a flight, you will not believe the amount of times my kids need water, and I'm not going to buy water. That is not for me. So what I often do is I will still till this day pack a bottle of water. Even in my car now, if you had to get into it, I always have a bottle of water in my car. You have no idea how that water has served me. I pack so many snacks on my flights that I even give to my neighbors behind me, okay? And to the people, and we can all eat the children's snacks because there's just so much of it. And a biltong, my butchery sees me every week. We definitely pack a biltong every time we travel. And I kept telling her, being told how unnecessary I am. By the time we land, all the snacks are finished. So guess what? Someone needed it, right? Might not be my child. It might be my husband. Okay, so pack your snacks. Okay, so how do we keep our toddlers busy in the car? What do you do when you travel? How do you keep them busy?
So for me, I like to do a little crazy store P&A like dash a few days before the time.
Right.
And I don't go overboard, but like those little dot stickers, you'll be surprised, like little post-it notes or a little notebook and those dot stickers, my boys love it. They will stick it to they'll sit for hours just like sticking little things. Sometimes I'll draw up like little pieces of cardboard and I'll color in like a little red circle, green circle, whatever, and then it's they must like stick the little dots onto the coordinated colors. So that works quite well. I always find that those are great. Play-Doh is a good one just for them to sort of play with. That's also it also tends to get messy. So I'm sorry, but like what mom's car isn't messy as it is. And I think on long road trips, I'm just like, you know what? It's fine. Like a little bit of Play-Doh here or there is okay. But that's it keeps them busy. And you get those little lap desks that you can also get from like P&A or the crazy store that you can just pop over their like car seat and then they can sit and play there. And it's also got like a little space on the side for their water bottle and then for like little snacks on the side. So that's quite handy. So I think that little lap desk, when I discovered that has changed my life. It's changed our travels because it just gives them like space, their own little space.
You have no idea. So we have lap desks too, and it's just a plastic thing that you can buy either at any of these plastic warehouse things, or you can find them at one of the, like you said, the crazy stores. I even if my kids are late for school, I put an apron on them, and we do a cool down porridge on that lap desk. And by the time we drive to school, even if there was spillage, it's on the apron. I take it off, and I can always clean the car later. You know what? We make it fun in the car for everyone because it just keeps them calm. That lap desk often becomes a snack desk, and it's a way onto the school. You also reminded me of something. So, this is not a paid for promotion, but I find them really useful. It's called Autism Resources. And online, they have a lot of fidget toys and things that my kids really enjoy. And whether it's the older ones or the younger ones, a squishy toy or a little zip toy, I find those quite useful. And one can find a few examples online that are quite cost effective. So maybe check them out too. Autism Resources, it's called. And I'll maybe in the link post a link for you so that you can find it to all of you listening and watching this. What are some of the issues you faced while traveling? I mean, you've got two busy boys. Is there something that we need to look out for all of our young mommies listening? You know, things to come. Hopefully, we can learn from you. And if it never happens to us, it's just nice to hear, you know?
So I think they do tend to get very fidgety. My one twin, William, in particular, is very, very busy. So Jack is so chilled. Like he is a joy on road trips. We recently did a trip where we drove up to the Kalahari. And we didn't do it in one go. We like sort of split it up. But he was just an absolute joy. He sleeps and then he wakes up and then he'll have his little snack and then he'll like just look around and look at the view and then he'll be like, oh, there's a cow. He is so chilled. It's lovely. But William is just, he doesn't want to sit. He wants to listen to his music, but he will only listen to one song. It's Matthew Maul. I think it's like, I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's something like Take It All or Take That or something. Loves Matthew Maule, loves him. It's all he wants to listen to.
My all.
So we listen to that song on repeat. Thank goodness it is a good song, so it's fine. So yeah, so I mean, so I think music is a good one, but just maybe don't like try to prevent your child from getting hooked on music that you're not a fan of. I'm glad that he's a fan of Matthew Maule and that I'm not having to listen to Baby Shark over and over. So that's one thing. Like, I
Right.
think that's like the best thing I've done as a mom is like let my kids listen to
To
like
good
adult.
music, so that
Yeah. They're
the ones
also
without the
very.
bad words, yeah, the censored ones.
And then I think another thing that is quite important, like we've spoken about the snacks, but obviously choking hazards, I think that's a really big one. And that's something that I'm always a little bit aware of when I'm packing their snacks. So things like grapes, like I'll always make sure to like cut them up into little quarters.
Right. You know, if you're able to, I still travel with the girls, so I still sit next to them while we travel. And I do find it more reassuring knowing that there's an adult with them while we drive. I have mastered the coming from the passenger seat to the back, not in motion while the car is standing still, and then you strap up and you drive again. While my husband then in that case drives, because driving from the back seat with the kids next to me would just be really difficult. Right. And what we do is I will sit with him and I can feel that it does reassure them. And you know, sometimes it's really uncomfortable because you're sitting through between two car seats, but it's a lot easier sitting between two car seats than having two unsettled children while you are taking a long drive. I must say that in my case quite settles them. How do you feel about screen time? I mean, there's so much being said. I've even saw those screen time hacks online where you take a Jiffy bag and you stick it into the headrest holder and you put the device into the Jiffy bag. So you can make your car like a man, it looks like you've got built-in DVDs, okay? Or like built-in screens, but actually it's just a Jiffy bag that's hanging from your neck rest. What's your feeling on screen time?
So just on that note, we were talking about the lap desks earlier. I've actually just ordered my boys like these ones that I saw on Takealot that have a little section where you can like it's got like a little slot where you can put the DVD in. So it's got the little
Okay.
desk. You can also slot the DVD there. Oh, not the DVD, the iPad. Look at
Device,
me.
right.
I'm a millennial.
Doesn't matter. None of us have had sleep. So, okay. So you can slot the device in there if it's your thing, and then they can watch device time like that. Okay. So they hold
So
the
for
desk on their lap and they get to watch.
yeah, so it actually attaches to the car seat. It like buckles behind the car seat, and then
Okay.
it's like a
Well,
softer.
will you share the link with us so that we can see?
I will.
Okay.
Sure.
Thanks. What were you going to say about screen time?
So for me, I think I was also with my older son. I was much. Like I would say better. I don't know. I don't judge, but I was like I had rules in place with screen time, and I was like no screens before the age of three, and like there were all these things, and I managed to do them. But I was a first time mom. It was my only child, and I've learned since, and I only had one, and I've learned since that with the twins, I mean, a lot of things have gone out of the window since I've had them because it's just to try and keep two little people busy at the same time can be tricky. So my motto when it comes to screen time is just like moderation and quality. So for me, like I try to opt for what they call low stim shows. So it's like low stimulation. And it's things like Daniel Tiger, my boys love that. Puff and Rock, not Peppa Pig. They love Peppa Pig, but that's not low stim. But Puff and Rock. What is the other one? It's like slipping off. It's there. If I remember, I'll let you know and you can include it. But I have like a whole list of like low stim shows that like I prefer to opt for. They do, of course, they're three now. They like Peppa Pig. They want to watch Peppa Pig. But I will always try to sort of root for the low stim shows if I can. And I like I said, moderation. And I really try to limits the times that we have it. And so my boys know they don't just they don't really ask for screen time, but we there are certain times when they are allowed. So, you know, it's like if I'm busy cooking and dad's not home yet, then they get to watch a little bit of screen time. If it's been like a particularly rough day, like morning at play school or whatever, and they're just a little bit like, you know, moany and a little bit agitated or whatever, then I'll actually like sit with them and we'll watch something like Daniel Tiger
Together.
together.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also traveling. So they know we try not to have the device on the whole time while we're traveling if it's a super long distance. But if I've tried a whole lot of other things, if I've done the activities, if I've done the reading, because I also take a lot of books with them and then I also get into the middle between them, or one of the older siblings will sit between them and like read to them.
And read to them. Oh, man.
Very sweet. Yeah. So if none of that works, then and they're not hungry and they're not going to fall asleep or whatever, then then we pull out the iPad and it is a saving grace some days.
Do you know what I enjoy about your, it's not a confession, it's a parenting tool today, is that you've tried all the rest and that this is what works for you. You know, it's interesting. This morning on my show, we talked about regulation tools, and what works for my kid doesn't work for someone else's child. You know, my one baby, I've got four, my one baby doesn't want a hug when they're sad or unhappy. You know, she says, "I want to be alone for 5 minutes, then you can come in." So that is her way of dealing with things. So if it means that you've tried everything with your small babies, you know, twins is a lot. We love them, but it's a lot of baby, you know. So it means that you need to find what is working for you and your household. And I'm very happy that you are marking your territory and saying this is what works for us in our household. A lot of us are, and I've seen these hacks online as well. And I must say, I don't always get it because I buy my kids acrylic paint so that if they're going to mess, they mess it good. You know, we don't have watercolors in our home; we paint acrylic. So, is there any form of advice that you want to give to any mom who's scared of a mess during messy play? Because that is a thing, you know.
Just going to say, do you not want to give me advice because I'm one of those moms? Get someone else to do it. Like send them to play school. Don't do it in my space. No, I'm trying really, really hard to let go of that, but that is, I am
Really?
like,
So
oh my
let's
goodness.
talk about the mess. Let's talk about the mess. So when she was 8 months old, it was winter. And I actually let her play in what I called hot mud. So I would take ground from the garden. We would play outside
Oh
and
my word.
I would make mud from warm water so that she
Okay.
could play in muddy, look, this was before the bath. So that she can play in warm mud so that she doesn't get sick. And then after that, she has a warm bath, a milky bottle, and then she sleeps nicely. So that's one way of doing it. We do it outside. I've also realized that when you give kids rules around the house, I never tell my kids what not to do. Because then they only remember what not to do. I tell them this is what we're gonna do. And I give them designated areas, which I must tell you, a lot of the areas in my house is dedicated to the children. So we have a playroom, but it's the garage, you know. I convert some of the garage into a messy play and I make it really cozy. There's a lamp, there's a radio. I've taken one of our older camping tables and I have literally covered it in a recycled black cloth that I had. And we keep it neat. And you have no idea how many hours they love sitting there. I've given the older one a glue gun. So the older one gets a glue gun because she knows how to switch it off and on. So the big rule is to switch it off. So there's some responsibility. And then they stick gems, and the younger one gets to paint acrylic on that table. You have no
That's
idea how
amazing.
much fun they have because there's a dedicated area for messy. We're going to messy play. And then inside, I have decided that my Lego injuries are over. I have given up on Lego injuries. So there is one of my rooms in my house. I'm willing to sacrifice a whole room because I don't want Lego injuries. And that room is just a Lego maze. And for some reason, it hurts everyone's feet except theirs. So I close the door and I go, enjoy. My kids are at an age where they don't stick things in their mouths anymore. So I let them have the time of their lives with Lego lying all over the floor. And once a year, I'll create a bag and stick it in the dishwasher and wash all the Lego. But up until then, I sanitize the friends' hands and feet, and they go into that room and I make them play Lego while they are all on themselves. And when we bake and then we clean up afterwards. And that mess I don't mind because it's edible.
See, those are some great tips that I'm going to
I've given up on the a mess is bad, you know. In lockdown, what I did was, and this is where in Afrikaans we would say ek het my gat gesien because I didn't use the right paint. But what I had them do in lockdown is where our bath is, there was a window, and they had a lot of fun painting the window until I realized that it wasn't watercolors. That bath was stained. I think it's still stained, and we've sold the house.
Oh
And the
no.
window, I think eventually we replaced it because it just wouldn't come clean. It just wouldn't. So just make sure if your kids are going to paint the window inside the bath that it's really watercolors and not some semi
Well, paint or
oil
yeah.
paint acrylic. Yeah, that didn't go down well, but they had a lot of fun. And you know what? Memories are hard to make, but it's so wonderful to look back at.
And I think that's what it's all about. And I think that is something that I'm also trying to remind myself of more often. I read a quote. I saw it. I think it was on a reel on Instagram where somebody said, like, just remember that, like, your motherhood journey is their childhood. Like, these days are what your kids will remember as their childhood.
Yeah.
And it like actually gives me goosebumps thinking about it now, because if I just think about my average day, like you were saying, it is absolute chaos. And I'm just like, oh my word. So it's just a reminder to myself to slow down. And then I tell myself, you know what? The big brown blob of Play-Doh is
Yeah.
okay. That's
Yeah.
also a thing that like that drives me insane, is like when I'm
It
always
goes
forever like,
dry.
don't mix the Play-Doh, like keep the red here, whatever. Now all of the Play-Doh in the house are these big brown blobs, and to me, I feel like that is a sign of how far I've come. Like, oh look, I'm actually slowly letting go. And just reminding myself, they don't care if that it's not red and yellow and blue and whatever. Like, they don't care what color it is. They're mixing it all up, and they are having fun, and they are baking cakes and whatever. And I think that's something like with the travel as well. I've had friends say to me, like, we don't know how you travel with these two, because we've been traveling since, I think our first trip, it was to Mossel Bay. So it was only about what, like 3.5, no, maybe I think Mossel Bay is about 5 hours away. So I think it was 5 hours. But that our first trip with them was when they were 6 weeks old.
Wow.
It was hectic. But so we've got family there. So we went to family, which made it easier, but we did the road trip, and our older kids were, I think, seven, eight, maybe eight. But my stance is like, I want my kids to get into the habit of traveling, and I want them to get used to it, because that's the way we make memories as a family. My partner works very long hours, very hard. Like, he loves to camp. So I want our kids to, get on board. Like, let's all go camping as a family. Like, this is what we do together. This is where we make our memories. Like, dad isn't always like, he's here for the bath time, bedtime routine, like most evenings. But, like day to day, I think it's really important. That's how we make memories. And that's why I'm so adamant that I travel with my kids, and that I like teach them from early on, like, to get used to traveling.
It is, it's really hard when our eldest child is now 20, Layla is 20, and when she was 7, 6 and 7, and I always had this feeling of, okay, one day they'll say, what will they say? And now that she's older, she'll always say things like, buy the cake that you used to buy around Easter, and I'll buy them Easter cake. So it's this brown cake and it probably costs 80 rand now. And back then it cost even less. But that is what she wants as a memory or as her nice to have now that she's 20. Or remember that time that you stood up for me when the stranger came to talk to me, which is a true story. That's the things my kids remember. And they don't remember, and maybe they do, but it doesn't come up for them. They don't remember the times that it didn't feel like we had our stuff together. You know, they remember the house being neat and that I was a neat freak, but they also remember the times where we would make, bake, break, and just have fun, you know? And I always say to myself, I only have until they're 10 years old. I know we have more time, but it's almost like I only, in my mind, I only have until they're 10 to make memories. And then after that, they want to look back or hang with their friends, or they want Fortnite Friday because they don't want to hang out with me and bake cake, you know? So to you and your twins, I want to say you're doing a fantastic job. I think you are so courageous, to try and keep it together. And I really hope that through all these travel and making memories, that you will also make time for us always, because we enjoy speaking to you and we enjoy having you as a guest. And you have to follow our guest online. She's amazing and she's like me and you. She's an ordinary mom who does incredible things. And her name is This Mama Loves. And her name is Shireen Gibson. This Mama Loves. This Baby Brunch loves Shireen Gibson. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. And this mama loves the baby brunch. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
This podcast was supported by Epimax Baby and Junior. Epimax Baby and Junior is dermatologist approved, free of artificial colorants and fragrances, and is safe to use from birth. Touch, nourish, love your child's skin with Epimax Baby and Junior. Available from leading pharmacies and retail stores.